Welcome back once again to Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. And I'm continuing episode 9, entitled Two Eyes, Idols and Integrity. And I've already covered what I wanted to about idols, so now I'm moving on to the second eye, which is all about integrity. Before I get started today, I just want to remind you that you can find the podcast on various platforms now: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and more. And if you would also like to email the podcast, you can do that as well at truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. Let me go ahead and get right into it today. And on the last two parts of this episode, I hadn't given you a lot of verses. So today, I've sort of got it back heavy on verses in these last two parts. Get ready, because I'm getting ready to throw a lot of verses at you. I'll try and go somewhat slow so that you can get all these down. Of course, remember you can listen to this anytime and go back and get the references. If you still don't get them or you have a question about something, don't forget you can also email me as well, as I keep notes for each episode and what I talk about, so that way, in case you have questions later, I can hopefully answer those a little bit better. As Christian men and women, we are called to walk a life of integrity. And as I mentioned in the last two parts of this episode, there are so many idols out there that we can have in our lives, but we need to make sure that we are following the will of God in our lives, and that God is number one in our lives, and that we don't have idols ruling our lives and being the top priority, so to speak. And if they're not, and we are seeking God, we are seeking His ways, then I guarantee you, you will have a lot more integrity in your life, or at least you'll be more cognizant of it. So as I have done in the past, I like to start with the basics. So let's define integrity. And actually, it's not as easy to define as you might think that it is. But here's a definition that I found. First, integrity is the condition or quality of being complete, undivided or unbroken wholeness. The second definition, integrity is an unimpaired condition. The third definition is moral soundness or uprightness. But here's my definition, and that is doing the right thing in life, whether it's popular or not, and standing up for the things of the Bible. It doesn't mean to be beyond reproach. I'm not saying that integrity means that you're just living the perfect life. When I think of someone of integrity, I think of someone who's actively trying to live like Christ in their lives by the things they say and do. Integrity and character are different. Integrity comes from the heart. And again, integrity, I believe, is one of those things where you stand up no matter what the cost are. You stand on the truth of God's word. You say, this may not be a popular stance, but I know what is right in my heart, and this is what I'm standing on. People who do that on occasion, I would say, are full of integrity. People who do that often, I can look at their lives and say, that's a man or a woman of integrity. Here's some biblical examples of integrity, or men with integrity, in the Bible. The first one is King Abimelech in Genesis 20. And I'm not going to obviously read the whole chapter for time's sake, but if you've never read it, I encourage you to read it. As Abraham was journeying through the territory, he came across this king. And look, back in those days, but the king could have anything that they wanted. They could have it at any time that they wanted. They could have anyone that they wanted for themselves. And so this was the case. And Abraham did not want to upset the king. And so when he was traveling with his wife, Sarah, he told the king, she is my sister. So Abimelech wanted to take her for his wife, or he wanted to sleep with her, and God did not let that happen. God came to King Abimelech in a dream, and Abimelech asked a good question, and he said, look, God, he told me this was his sister. You know, I don't want to do anything wrong. I know that it's not right to take for mine someone else's wife. I mean, even the king knew at the time what was right and what was not right. And God said, I know that, and I know what he told you, and that is why I wasn't going to let anything happen to her, because then King Abimelech would be guilty of something that he didn't intend to do in the first place. If that, hopefully that makes sense. But he had integrity in that moment. He said, you know what, I can't do this because it's not right to take another man's wife. And God, at the end of the chapter, when you look, God healed his family. He healed his wife to be able to have children. So God honors integrity, and that's why we, as men and women of Christ, need to walk in integrity in our lives. Another example of integrity is King David. And I'm going to give you several verses where David talks about integrity. The first one is Psalm 7, verse 8. And again, I read in the ESV version. Here's what it says, Psalm 7, verse 8. The Lord judges the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me. And as you know, or maybe you don't know, King David, of course, was called a man after God's own heart, but he screwed up on several occasions. Bathsheba is one of the most well-known mess-ups that King David had, but God still called him a man after his own heart. And King David was a man who had integrity, and that is why we are to follow that example that God has laid out in his word. Some more verses that talk about King David's integrity. Psalms 26, verse 1. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. That's why I said I believe my definition of integrity is standing for what's right, even when it may not be a popular thing. Look at what that verse says. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. It may not be a popular stance, but if you know that that is the right thing in your heart, then that is what you have to stand on. That is what it means to be full of integrity. Also in Psalm 26, verse 11, but as for me, I shall walk in my integrity, redeem me, and be gracious to me. And then finally, in Psalm 41, verse 12, but you have upheld me because of my integrity and set me in your presence forever. God will always honor integrity. That is why it is actually talked about more in God's word than you might think. When I started doing research for this episode, I said I could find a lot of things in there about idols and examples, and God talks about idolatry a lot. I'm like, but does he talk about integrity? And when I started doing research, I said he does. It's mentioned over and over throughout God's word. And another man who was full of integrity, and this is one that, if you have never read the story of Job, you have got to read it. It's an amazing story where Satan comes to God and says, can I tempt him? Can I try to destroy him? And he said, I want to get him to the point where he's going to curse you, God. And God said, go ahead. Because God knew that Job was full of integrity, and no matter what happened to him, he would still say, God, you are my God. I love you. I care for you. I don't understand why this is happening. I don't like it. But he never cursed God. And God knew that. And that's why he allowed Satan to tempt Job. And so Job was a man that was full of integrity. And he had every right to complain. He had every right to turn his back on God. But he did not do that. Here's what Job 2 verse 3 says. And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil? He still holds fast his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without reason. What an amazing verse that is. God calls out and says, Job is a blameless and upright man who is full of integrity. And I don't know about you, but that's what I want God to say about me. I want him to say, that is my servant, and he is full of integrity. Another verse in Job that also talks about Job's integrity is Job 27:5. Far be it from me to say that you are right. Till I die, I will not put away my integrity from me. That may be one of the most powerful verses that I've heard. Is Job said, no matter what happens to me, I'm not going to turn loose of my integrity. I know what is right. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that's what I'm going to stand on. And I just love that. One of my earlier episodes was standing for the truth, no matter the cost. And this goes right along with that. And having integrity to do what's right when you see that something's not right. Standing up and saying, look, that's not the right thing to do. We need to do it this way. But so many people are afraid to do that because you may say, well, people may not like me. They may try and shut me down. I may lose my job. I may lose this. I may lose that. But that's not what being full of integrity is. Full of integrity is saying, I know what the Bible says. I know what I'm supposed to do, and I know what the right thing is, and so that's what I'm going to do. No matter the cost, I am going to stand for the right thing. There are several other verses on integrity that I would like to mention. And again, I'm going to try and not go too fast so that you can get all of these down. But the first one I want to go over is Proverbs, which the book of wisdom. So what better place to find something about one of the things that we should live by? The next several verses, as a matter of fact, are going to be in Proverbs. So if you've got your Bible out and you're going through, if you're in Proverbs, hopefully you can get to these pretty quick. Proverbs 4, 25 to 27. Talking about integrity, here's what it says. Let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. And I like what that middle verse says. Verse 26, ponder the path of your feet, and then all your ways will be sure. I know that it's a saying that's kind of gotten overused, and I don't want to say people make fun of it, but I think sometimes people jokingly say, you know, what would Jesus do? But that's what we need to do. We need to stop in the situations, ponder what's going to happen if I choose this or if I choose that. And I think if we do that, then you may be quite surprised depending on the situation. And I think a lot of it goes along with our faith as well. But if you're faced with a tough situation, what would Jesus do? Pray about it. Ask God, say, God, lead me down the right path. I don't want to swerve to the right. I don't want to swerve to the left. I don't want to go down the evil path. And again, that is being a man or a woman of integrity, doing the right thing no matter what the cost is. It may not be a popular decision, but if you know that that is right in your heart, if you've prayed about it and you said, this is what God is leading me to do, then He will always honor that. He will never penalize us for listening to Him. He will never allow us to be punished for following His word and following the path that He guides us down. That's never going to happen. Now, Satan will make you believe that because he always wants to drive you away from Christ. He wants to plant that little seed of doubt in our lives so that we pause and think and say, well, which way should I go? A lot of times I would say if we paused, we know the right way to go. We know what God would want us to do. But there's that part of us that sits there and goes, well, you know, this way may be a little bit easier, but it may not be exactly what God wants me to do. That's the way that Satan wants us to take because he knows that that'll disappoint God and that could lead us down a path that we don't want to go down. And so being men and women of integrity, it means to do the right thing no matter the cost. And I think going along with that and enhancing our integrity in our lives, so to speak, is turning to God when we're faced with tough situations and ask him, Lord, what is your will for my life? What is your will in this situation? Here's another verse in Proverbs that talks about integrity, Proverbs 11, verse 3. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them. That is great wisdom, of course, from the book of wisdom. The integrity of the upright guides them. You'll be guided by your integrity because, again, I think integrity and following Christ go hand in hand. So if you have integrity and you are trying to do the right thing and you've prayed about it, you've talked to God about it, you're going to be guided down the right path. But the crookedness of the treacherous will destroy them. That's the path that Satan wants you to go on. And that's not what we want for our lives. Here's another one in Proverbs. This one is Proverbs 12:22. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are his delight. Now, I know that doesn't mention the word integrity, but it goes along with the same thing. Don't lie. Tell the truth. Because those who act faithfully, those who stand for what is right, those who stand for the ways of God, we delight his heart when we follow him and when we want to live his will out in our lives. I've got a couple more verses in Proverbs that talk about integrity and walking in the right way or walking down the path that God wants us to walk down. Here's the next one. It's Proverbs 21:3. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. I've talked about putting God first in our lives, and I think one of the things that God wants more than anything is for us to just follow him down the path and in the direction that he has for our lives. So often we go off the wrong path, but God, of course, is always there to welcome us back and get us back on the right track. We are to walk in righteousness. We are to walk in integrity. That is what God wants us to do in our lives. And that is why integrity is a biblical concept and one that is very important. And one more final verse from Proverbs before I move on to the New Testament, and that is Proverbs 28:6. Better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways. And of course, the world would completely reverse this around. They would say, well, no, it's better to be rich and be a little bit crooked than it is to be poor and walk upright. And again, you know that if the world's saying one thing, then the way towards God is going to be completely opposite, because this world is so screwed up. This is the devil's playground. This is where he's got a lot of control. You say, well, God is always in control. I understand that. But I think God has removed his hand off of a lot of our situations, because you think about it, in society, we've pushed God out of so many different areas. Why would he be involved? We've tried to take him out of schools. They've tried to take him out of the Senate, out of the House. They're trying to take him out of our lives. Why? Because Satan wants to win. And the way that he can win is by pushing this certain narrative that we don't need to follow the ways of God. We don't need to do that. This path is the better path for us. He doesn't know what the better path is. Only God knows. And God wants us to walk on the path of integrity. And so that is why that verse, to me, is so important, because I would much rather, as I've said many, many times before, my favorite hymn is I'd Rather Have Jesus, because it just talks about how I don't want anything else in this world. All I want is Jesus. And in the world's eyes, that may make me a poor man. But you know what? Yeah, I may be a poor man, but if I'm walking in the right path and I'm walking down the path that Jesus has for my life, then my goodness, I actually am rich. I am more rich than somebody who has all the riches and gold that you can imagine, because in God's eyes, I'm doing his will in my life. I am following his will for my life. I still have several verses that talk about integrity. As a matter of fact, the next several ones that I have are in the New Testament, but I'm getting close to the 20-minute mark, so let me go ahead and close this out for today. Thank you so much for listening. I've got maybe one or two more parts of this episode left, so I hope you will tune in for the next several parts, and I should be wrapping things up here pretty soon. And I just really hope this has gotten you to thinking. I pray that you would ask God to remove any idols in your life, and that you would start to walk a life of integrity, or that you would ask God to help you have more integrity in your life. And I'm not sitting here trying to point the finger and say, you know, well, I've got a whole bunch of integrity, so I don't need any more. That is not the case. I have prayed for God to help me do that and to help stand strong in situations where I know, look, it may not be easy to stand, but it's what I know I'm supposed to do. And so I pray for more integrity as well and more boldness, just like Paul. Paul had so much boldness, even though they tried to stop him. They beat him several times. They put him in jail. They tried to kill him. And he just said, Lord, keep giving me boldness. Keep helping me walk in righteousness and walk a life of integrity. And God did just that. And so that is my prayer as well. Speaking of prayer, let me say a quick prayer and I'll close this out for today. Lord, thank you so much for today. And Lord, I pray that there would be many listening today that would just turn to you and ask you, Lord, help me have more integrity in my life. Help me stand up for the right thing and do the right thing in those tough situations when I'm faced with that. Because I think that's what helps makes us an example to non-believers. And that can help open that door to have that conversation, to tell others about you. We are called as your children to live lives of integrity and to walk in righteousness. So Lord, I just pray that you would help us to do that today. It is not easy to stand up for things in this world, because Christians at every turn, as you know, are being shut down. But we are called as your children to stand up for what is right and to stand on the truth of your word. So, Lord, I pray that you would help us do that. Strengthen us. Help us to have more integrity in our lives. And, Lord, I pray for those who don't know you, that they would come to know you as their Lord and Savior. And finally, for those who are struggling and have a lot of idols in their life, I pray that they would turn to you and ask you to remove those idols in their lives and help put you back as the number one priority in their lives. Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to die for us, and thank you for your word. It's in your name that I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. I'll continue talking about the two I's, idols and integrity, on the next part of this episode. Remember, Jesus is King, Maranatha, and God bless until next time.